This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our 27th
Squawkcast!
Yay! Today's date is March the 12th, and we are recording it today, but this podcast will appear in iTunes.
Yay!
A couple of days later. Okay, so we have a lot on our plate today to discuss with you. We have some wing feathers, our nest news, what's hatching, a little bit of come to the nest instead of flown the coop, and then we have a couple of sort of local news-related things and a novel study to discuss.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Jill?
I'm excited.
Okay, have you people got your coffee?
I have my tea.
Yeah, we're drinking lemon tea today.
It's a little tart.
Well,
I
you know, some days we are, too.
There you go. I had just a little sip and a little pucker, and it's like, whew.
Well, it might have been the cake you had earlier.
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I didn't have cake. I moved straight to the Snickers bar, hard stuff.
There you go. Mm. Well, we were asked today, March the 12th, to have a wee ceremony acknowledging the contributions of our troops in Afghanistan.
And a wee celebration at their official day that they are pulling out.
The letter that we received from Alberta Education specified that there were more than 45,000 Canadians who have taken part in the mission, and 162 people gave their ultimate sacrifice. 46 of those were either military folks from Alberta or stationed in Alberta. And what's interesting is not everybody was a soldier. There was some, a diplomat, there were accountants, and there was a journalist who gave the ultimate sacrifice. So we did that today.
We did. It was a very nice turnout. We had some beautiful cakes. I think it's good to just remind people.
Absolutely. And to remember that when they see our military people out on the street, well, hopefully not on the street, that kind of sounded bad, but out and about.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there we're Canadian.
Yes, we are. Ooh, a little heavy.
There you go. Ooh. But they might at least show some respect for the contributions that were made there.
Yeah, that their families have contributed as well. If it was a husband away or if it was a wife away, that spouse has held down the fort and the kids and done everything for that family.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about the readjustment time as well, that some of our troops are going to take time to readjust, that Afghanistan and what they dealt with there is so not like what we deal with here.
No, a tough day at the office is entirely different.
Yes, completely. Yeah. Completely. In fact, actually, on our nest news, the only big item that we could come up with, just as an example of how much there is a difference between Afghanistan
and
Phoenix, is that we bought a new ladder today.
I know. Well, I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm so sad.
But again, trickle down. What does that mean? It means lights in the library can be replaced without having to get four big men to tip over the big rolling ladder and get out there. So I think this is awesome. I think the trickle down, you know, clocks
you
that are correctly.
Great. Correctly. Well, we hope that you are correct, Lily, on the right time schedule. Homeschoolers are already a little bit on the notorious side for being late to things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now that the clock has jumped ahead an hour, we have seen a few that are really late.
Do you know what? Honest to goodness, I see whether we turn forward an hour or back an hour, it just seems to throw people off. And we really do see the same amount of people late.
That's true. I had to laugh because yesterday, I think it was, a little fellow tootled through here in some fantastic kitty jammies.
Oh.
And I was very envious, but I thought it is so homeschooling.
Yep.
They show up here in their jammies, their Superman costumes.
Yep, their cape, their mask.
Yep.
All
kinds
of
things. So we enjoy it very much. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is part of the flavor of our organization.
I need some kitty jammies for when I lay in sunbeams.
Oh, that's exactly it. In fact, if you haven't seen our latest picture of one of our dear founders, Miss Jill Mann, you should check out our website. She is our kitty. We found her one day lying in a sunbeam.
I was fooling myself. It was a very, very cold day, but there was a sunbeam coming in on the rug, and I completely fooled myself that it was lovely.
There you go. Hey, Jill, I know you've been working really hard, and as we move into our next segment, which is called What's Hatching, can you tell us a little bit about how things at the Creation Studio have been coming along?
Oh, It's been a huge build. We are exhausted. So, you know, some builds, you know, they're all big, but some are just a little bit bigger.
And well, and you added some extras to this one that you hadn't counted on. So.
We have added something new, and so we're curious to see how it turns out. Some nice sound, hopefully, I won't say proofing, maybe deadening dividers that can be moved around. And we're really hoping this might help because we know it can get a little exciting in there.
But I like how you've transformed many of the pieces.
Yep.
So our enormous saber-toothed tiger.
Good girl.
I always say cyber-toothed tiger.
Anyways,
saber-toothed tiger has been transformed into a Siberian tiger or an Indian tiger.
Yep.
You also have a three-dimensional cat in there, I noticed.
Yep.
And last time we talked a little bit about the elephant that you made. I noticed that you transformed our panda bear into something.
Yes. I have to say, this panda bear, it was also our grizzly bear in the Canadian area. And then we painted it to a panda bear, and it was just in the way because we have nowhere to store it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't come apart quite as easily as it looks like it might. And it was in there, and Axis Experience came forward. He goes, I know what we're going to do. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, we're going to make it a baby elephant. And I'm like, fabulous, run with it. And it anything not to have
so
to
make it. So now it's a pandaphant.
Pandephant? Pandephant? What are they calling it back there? I don't know. It's the Chop Shop Breeding Program. And
I thought we only did that for little students.
No. And what's more, it's got us all giggling, and now we're all excited about the next one because we're going to turn it into a rhinoceros, too.
There you go. Well, that sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
I have to say that the Creation Studio, this time around, because of it being India, the colors are sensational. I know you've talked about murdering Muppets back there, and that's perhaps how the colors came about. But it looks fabulous. And I toured somebody through our program today, a lady from Equine Connection. She would like for us to work together with her to put on some horsey-related programs, but took her back there, and she was blown away.
Nice. Is she going to bring horses into the creations?
We've done that.
Yes.
But I don't think we should.
No.
But there's going to be a Taj Mahal, which is the opulence and wealth end of India. And then you have an amazing piece back there that is a scavenger cardboard box.
The garbage pickers, you know, and the
The shanty town.
Thank you. That's where I was going. And there's a wonderful train that's going through.
Yes.
You know, I had my worries about that train a couple of points.
But Canada and India, the train and the railroad both played a very significant role in both of our countries. So I think that's important that you've included that piece in there. And it's very different. It looks very different. It adds to it. There's a big banyan tree.
I love the banyan tree.
Your crocodile with the nest and
crocodator.
Everything. Yeah, a crocodator.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I'm loving it. It has a very kind of crowded feel in this one. Which I hope will lend to quieting the sound, but it's just so many codes. We have 7 little areas in there, learning areas.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a lot. I think that might be our most yet.
Is there any butterflies in there?
No butterflies.
No butterflies? Well, that's okay, because we ordered butterflies for everybody.
Did we?
Butterflies will come the first week in May, but people, we are sold out.
What? So, already?
I know. Last year, we ordered, I can't remember if it was 5 orders, and we could not give the butterflies away. We had a ton of butterflies left at the end. We had good uptake on it, but we just had way too many butterflies. Mm-hmm. We were starting to look at recipes. But this year we ordered our normal number of butterflies and we have sold out already.
So are we going to order more or are we done now? That's our order done.
Well, I think what we'll do, unfortunately, one of the challenges is the shipping on this particular kind of product, a live product, is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
And so the butterflies have gone from literally being $2. I think last year we charged $2.50 for a butterfly. They are $3.50. Well, $3.70 was the cost.
Wow.
And we lowered it because we thought that was too rude. So Phoenix is sponsoring part of it.
Yeah.
But it's $3.50 a butterfly.
Wow. I can't believe the price of that's gone up so high.
I know. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But it is a very rewarding experience. So we say to people, try to take, you know, if you're able to, two butterflies, because they come two in a cup.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to watch the transformation.
It is. Oh, my gosh. My family's done it. My kids are all adults now.
Yep.
I mean, we still did it last year.
Absolutely.
And
but it's kind of like the transformation we see sometimes for people who are introverts who come into a, didn't you like that segment?
That was very slick. You just fluttered into that.
Oh, very nice. But speaking of introverts, we have a workshop coming up on April the 15th. You know, it was so funny. We checked the registration yesterday. There was one person registered and one person thinking about it.
Yeah.
And Miss Sandy, our school manager, piped up and said, maybe they're all too shy to register for the workshop.
You know, I'll tell you. And I understand that. Sometimes it's just, oh my gosh, I have to go to one more thing and be around all those people, and it can be tiring. If you want to come to the workshop, it's going to be very interesting, I'm sure, because it was a great book. Oh my gosh, I loved reading
Absolutely.
That book.
Absolutely. The author for the book, it's called...
Susan Bauer.
No.
No, not Susan Bauer. Oh my goodness, I just like totally jumped back. That's
it is
a
Susan,
well-trained mind.
There you go. It is Susan Cain. And the book is called Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. Excellent book.
We made the comment about shy, but you know, really, shyness doesn't necessarily mean introvert. Introverts can be fairly gregarious when they have to be.
Yep.
Diana and I are both introverts, believe it or not. You know, by the end of the day, we're done.
Absolutely. It was interesting. I had a student who was looking at this at the front desk, mm-hmm. and I said to her, take a copy. Mm-hmm. This is absolutely you, mm-hmm. and you need to learn about you.
Yeah.
And so it is the kind of thing I would strongly recommend that gets passed along to your teens.
I would love for my son to read it because he is an absolute true introvert. But I think I may have to change the titling to maybe make it Ender's Game Part 2.
Hey, listen, in the podcast coming up, we are going to talk a little bit more about Ender's Game
mm-hmm.
and that novel study and the kinds of things that you can do with it and what we thought about the movie and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But to finish up our last little section here on what's hatching,
mm-hmm.
remember, people, April 1st, we will start taking registrations for
and
our
it's various... not April Fool's Day.
Actually,
it is. But don't tease us.
But listen, you can register for our little preschool program next year, our kindergarten program, which is the only kindergarten program in the entire province for
home-educating families.
And then we have our grades 1 to 6 program and our junior high and high school program. You will have an opportunity to preview a section of the new program guide.
A sneak peek, as it would be.
Right. So it'll be the first theme
mm-hmm.
And sort of the overall structure for next year and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I won't have it done before I tootle off.
Because she's going on an exciting adventure.
We are heading off over to London for a week to hit every museum
uh-huh.
in the city of London. And then we're going to Turkey for a week. And we are very lucky because we are being hosted there and representing Phoenix, our school, mm-hmm. and being able to see Turkish schools there and hospitals and all kinds of stuff. We even get to be interviewed on Turkish TV.
And I would like to point out by we, she means her, her hubby, and her daughter, not me.
And Jill is just slightly...
sulky.
Sulky. There you go.
Honestly, you know, Diana is and her family are such travelers. They love traveling. And I mean, as much as I kind of joke about it. And, you know, I like traveling now and then. I really find I get stressed.
Well, I have to say, my daughter has packed and unpacked and repacked, and we had to buy packing cubes and all kinds of stuff. We're having a packing meeting before we go.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think perhaps maybe, you know, it causes people stress in a variety of different ways.
It does. I get overwhelmed in much the same way when I grocery shop and I walk out of the grocery store with a head of lettuce and a gallon of water. And I daughter's going, well, you had a long list. I know, it's too crowded. I have to go. So that's sometimes how I pack. I've been known to pack for trips with work, and I'll have a toothbrush and a pair of pajamas.
That's okay. For all else, there's MasterCard. I'm sure that's how the ad goes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Although I don't think that mine's going to let me do that.
There you go. Hey, listen, our next section is usually called Flown the Coop, but we don't have anybody who's left us.
No.
We actually have two people that have joined us.
I love that.
I know. We acquired...
Oh, was it a leg hold trap or a snare?
Two new board members. So we'd like to extend a welcome to Master Larry Leach.
Mm-hmm.
He is a local from the community here where Phoenix is located, here in Calgary. Ran for school board trustee.
I know.
And they didn't want him, but we do.
You know, he is at everything. He's so involved in all kinds of things.
And so we are very appreciative. He showed up today to participate in our little ceremony, which was excellent. He got to hand out cake.
I was going to say, I think he came to participate in cake. I'll tell you, we fire up the barbecues and he shows up.
Well, he's a perfect fit then. Anything to do with food, Larry's there.
We're all about it. Yeah.
And we'd also like to welcome...
Also on a food theme.
Yes. What?
Trond.
Absolutely. There you go. Trond.
Our other new board member.
Yep. Friends. And Trond is the manager of the Kingsland Farmers Market.
I know.
That's an outstanding place. We have lots of fun there.
Delicious place to visit.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Trond has a background in marketing. So, you know, maybe there's help for you and I.
Oh, God. We can use help.
Listen, our next thing that we were going to talk about was a little bit maybe along that helping lines.
Hmm.
Maybe there's other things that need help, like the Alberta New Maths Program.
Yeah, there was a lot of kerfuffle on the news this morning about that, and people aren't happy.
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually a parent who has taken out a petition, and it's been signed by a few thousand people to get Alberta Education to retract the new math program. But you know what's interesting, and there's been a lot of then chitter-chatter and bubble over from that, about discovery learning, and that people are concerned that the new curriculum and the changes we're making are going to be discovery learning. Sometimes project-based learning, inquiry learning. Those kinds of things. And they're worried because, in truth, science says that it's not the best way to teach kids.
Yeah. I think that's kind of hard because, in a way, that is what we do.
Well, it's not exactly what we do.
No.
Because if you think about a fabulous class here, we don't sort of turn kids loose and say, okay, kids, today you're going to solve climate change.
No, more by the what we do. Maybe I mean that more on a personal level of homeschooling journey.
Yes.
Because that's not how it works here at the school.
Right.
But on a personal journey, yeah, sometimes, and I think it has its place, but I don't think it can be your sole basis.
And our new board member and I were discussing this earlier in the fact that what works best, discovery learning or problem-based learning, that works great with people who are experts, subject matter experts.
Yes.
Because they already have a background and they have all the tools they need to actually solve problems.
Yes.
The challenge is that for little people and young people or beginners in any area, if you were to say to somebody, I challenge you to sit down to the piano and play like Mozart, it's not going to happen. Trust me, we hear about it through the walls and the music program here all the time. You have to start at the beginning.
You do. You need to have, and often that beginning needs to be driven very much by a desire for that discovery. You can't just pull it out of a hat and say, you know, it needs a desire.
And you also need someone guiding you.
Yes.
Because the problem with discovery-based learning is that if you happen to stumble upon the right answer, maybe you've missed a whole bunch of the steps.
Exactly.
And the other thing is that for kids who don't have a solid enough background, they tend to give up because the problems are overwhelming.
Yeah, you can't see an end.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's there is no end.
Absolutely. So I think that's some of the things that people are worrying about. Now, in fairness about the new math program, it is different. There is no doubt about that.
Yes.
And we have had a lot of complaints about the math program.
Yes.
And the new resources.
Yes.
And a lot of people who were previously outstanding at math are really struggling because we noticed that there's a lot more language involved. Well, it's not about numbers anymore.
It is not. And, you know, that's very frustrating because, you know, some people are very, very good with their language arts. They come very naturally for that. And they, you know, get good grades and that kind of thing. But then there are other people who have a real numbers mind, very analytical.
Yep.
And this, it was their chance to shine.
Exactly.
And now they don't, they've been jammed into this other part. Where
yep. We had sort of heard a couple of predictions. One might be that girls might do better in math in this
yes.
kind of a program because they are more language oriented. So maybe it helps girls to make better sense of math. But I'm not noticing that there is a gender difference.
No, I'm really not. And again, on the other side of that, too, if you want to go on the defense of boys, sometimes math is the traditional
yeah.
boy course.
Yeah.
And they struggle often in language arts courses.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's a real challenge.
It is.
And then there's a third piece on it. So many schools give homework.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's a complaint we've heard from many people who have made the transition is that, you know, I was doing hours and hours of homework with my children. I may as well just homeschool.
Yeah.
So we laughed about that. And mm-hmm. it's true for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
But suddenly you have parents who are looking at the new math program and they are struggling mm-hmm. because they don't understand. And even with my own child sitting there and going, honey, why on earth are you doing it that way?
Yes.
Long division goes this way.
Mm-hmm.
And having an argument
yeah.
and having her say, no, Mom, the book says this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I don't give a crap about what that book says.
But you have to because
yes, you do.
They are marked not on their final answer of getting it correct.
Yeah.
They are marked on each step done correctly as pertaining to the book.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's so frustrating.
Speaking of which, you're going to see a posting come out on our website about Megan and I's science experiment.
Oh, yeah.
So
I can't wait.
We were trying to help Megan with her chemistry unit, and we decided to make soap out of the deal.
I love it. It's clean and fun.
It
good
was
clean
good
fun. Yippee, me too.
Yeah, there you go. But we made three batches with very different results out of the three batches. And it was an excellent way to demonstrate to Megan that you can change pieces of the formula
mm-hmm.
and have very different results.
Mm-hmm.
And that chemistry is a very exacting science
yes.
unless you're going for those moments when chance plays a part in your success.
And they do exist.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, there have been many a product from the
absolutely.
Beauty realm that has turned up in the toy realm.
Yes. And
the slime.
Yes.
Was
yes.
a facial mask.
Yeah.
A little bucket of slime.
Yeah.
You get, you know, that stretchy
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
That was a facial mask.
Yeah. And Dove soap. I mean, same
and
kind
Dove
of deal,
soap.
Right?
Yes.
So there's lots of things like that that have happened by chance
mm-hmm.
in real science as
mm-hmm.
well. And I mean, real science, it's all science.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that we also try to emphasize to her was that lots of times when you are reading something in a book or watching a blog, a video on YouTube or something, this is real science. That science has an impact on our day-to-day life.
Science and chemistry is also all about cooking. And I'm
I
just
know.
Noticing, I smell something that maybe those cookies have gone a little long.
We have some students on site today who are taking contemporary baking course. And, yeah, it's
something smells like, no, I don't.
Burning.
Don't send the fire department. It's not that bad, but I think the cookies might have an extra
caramelization.
Bomb.
Oh, so maybe they're Cajun cookies.
Ooh, blackened.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking about sort of surprise endings and things like that, we were talking a little bit about Ender's Game.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sometimes when she does these surprise things, they really are a surprise to me. And she just pulls these things out of her hat. And I
do remember Jill and I have been reminiscing because
yeah.
it's our 10th anniversary.
Yay.
And so we've been trying to put together a little presentation for you, our dear listeners, and for our staff and board and families here at the organization about how we started Phoenix and how we restarted Phoenix. So we've been putting that together, mm-hmm. but it was interesting. We've been looking through photographs yeah. and thinking about memories, different things that we've done. And Jill and I used to participate far more actively in the actual teaching of our organization. Mm-hmm. And one day we've dressed up in a lot of costumes.
Oh, yes.
But our favorite was Ugg and Ogg.
Ugg and Ogg. Remember Ugg and Ogg, our cave people?
Yeah, and we did a whole section on prehistoric life. So Jill and I would show up as Ugg and Ogg with bones in our hair and our little fur costumes
yep.
and our little fur booties.
And sticks and clubs.
Yep.
And
yeah,
oh
absolutely.
My gosh, it was fun. It was great. We didn't have to really worry about much of a speech or a script
no.
or anything.
But we would do these goofy little things. And one day we were talking about the rock box. So we had a story and we had to build a rock box because it was the discovery of the wheel.
It was. It was. And what shape would the wheels be? And
yep.
things like that.
And we have done, we did, do you remember when you were mummified?
Vividly. Vividly. You know, and that one little boy who drew the mustache on me, on my death mask. But I have to say, my favorite part, and it was so hard, and I was laughing so hard, as when the kids were pulling me through the building on my rug, wailing
and moaning,
yes. as my funeral procession.
Yes, as we drug you off to bury yeah. you
in
a pyramid.
Tomb.
Yes.
There was a crochet hook. But you know, those kids still, they're like, I remember digging your brains out with my crochet. No, we didn't actually let them do that. You know, but all the
we're dedicated
jaw.
Educators,
yeah.
but not that dedicated.
Yeah, I have so few brains to lose.
Okay, well, we got way off topic. Oh, let's go back to Ender's Game.
We had a topic. Oh, that's
right. So we had the opportunity to watch Ender's Game last night, but you'd already seen it.
We did. We missed it in the theater, but we did manage to see it when it came on Shaw on Demand and ended up watching like 3 times within our 2 days.
Yeah, so you obviously liked it.
Yeah, it was very exciting, and Owen had read the book, I believe it was grade 8, I
ish.
Think. 8 or 9-ish. Yeah, exactly. Everything's an ish with us as a novel study. And he is a reluctant reader,
mm-hmm.
But he absolutely loved that book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were talking about the surprise ending and,
yeah.
You know, just how it was a little bit shocking that people could be so unethical.
You know, it was a mean trick. And if you haven't seen the movie or read the book, then just don't listen to this part. But, you know, it was...
Spoiler.
Big spoiler alert. But, you know, it was a mean trick.
Yeah.
Not fair.
It made me think about a little bit, we are studying India coming up,
mm-hmm.
and it made me think a little bit about how around the world we often employ children and we use children.
Yep.
And whether it is for, you know, child armies,
mm-hmm.
Whether it is
cheap labor,
yeah, all those kinds of things.
And I'm sorry, but there are some very, very sad predators out there as well. And, you know, this is just not what children are on this earth for.
Yeah. But it was, like you said, an excellent way mm-hmm. to engage a reluctant reader.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the movie to be incredibly enjoyable.
So much
so that the phone rang several times, apparently, and I never even heard the phone ring.
Oh. Oh, I don't know if we were that involved in our house. You know, we discuss things. We
Maybe that's why you had
them.
To watch it 3 times.
It could be, actually. It very likely could be. But, you know, and you were saying that you were so disappointed because you felt the end was kind of anticlimactic. And my understanding is we have not worked our way through them, although Owen did start looking them up to see, because he's like, yeah, I like that book.
Yeah.
There's other books in it. There's like 20 books in the Enderverse.
Yeah, so that was very interesting to discover. And that is something I have to say. I love watching people pick up a book, read it, and then go back for more.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many wonderful books that are trilogies or now...
Oh.
I mean,
yeah.
What are they after 3? I don't know.
I don't know.
Gazillogies.
Awesome.
That's okay. I said the word ginormous the other day, and someone started just absolutely laughing. Yep. Is it like not a word?
I don't know.
I use it all the time.
I use splendiferous. So
there you go.
That's one of my
splendiferous.
Favorite.
Hey, listen, Jill, this podcast has been splendiferous in a ginormous way.
Oh.
But I think it's time we say goodbye to our dear listeners.
I think it's time we let them go. Yes.
Okay.
They've suffered enough.
So we hope you've enjoyed your cup of coffee and our podcast today. Please feel free to check out our website at www.phoenixfoundation.ca. Okay, go take on the day, people. Have a great day. Learn lots.
And we'll miss you, Diana, while you're in Turkey.
There you go.
You big turkey?
Yeah, big turkey.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is Barry Davidson, chair of the Phoenix Foundation. We're very proud of the crazy women that run our school and deliver our programs, and we're glad you had time to experience it online. Check back soon for our next podcast.